I'm Sean Power reporting. America's 250th birthday is tomorrow, with a day full of events celebrating the 4th of July scheduled to take place here in Lamar's. Starting at 11 a.m., the Plymouth County Historical Museum will host their annual Friends of the 4th Parade and Picnic. This beloved community tradition draws hundreds of spectators each year and is one of the highlights of summer in the ice cream capital of the world. The parade itself will work its way down Central Avenue towards the museum, with a picnic in the Old Central Gym held immediately following the parade. Grilled pork burgers, potato salad, pork and beans, and ice cream treats from Wells will be available for $5. Later, the Lamar's Municipal Band will present a special Independence Day concert titled America 250 in Foster Park at 7:30 p.m. According to the band, the program will celebrate the people, traditions, history, and democratic ideals that have shaped America over the past 2.5 centuries. Bomb Pops will also be sold at the concert for $1 as a fundraiser for the band. Wrapping up the day is the Lamar Sky Show at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds, with the fireworks display starting at 10 p.m. KLEM will be airing a musical salute during the display over the air on 1410 a.m. and 96.9 FM. In addition, residents can now light off fireworks starting today from noon until 11 p.m. until Sunday, July 5th. Developers hoping to build a data center on a partially developed site in northwest Iowa say they'd make use of the property's existing infrastructure, but Sioux County officials and residents say they still need more answers before the project could move forward. Craig Hoftizer, a member of the Sioux County Board of Supervisors, says the company has indicated it had already found an end user.
I was just surprised that they were already in the process of talking about this project.
Representatives of Path One Data Centers say the project southwest of Hull would be significantly smaller than the large-scale projects that have sparked debate elsewhere, and it would use modern water cooling technology to minimize water use and noise. During a meeting with Hoftizer and the rest of the Sioux County Board of Supervisors this week, the developers were asked how much water the facility would use and how often cooling systems would need to be replenished.
Anytime there's a lack of knowledge or not full disclosure, that is enough to make people pause and hesitate and have some concern.
Developers acknowledge many details remain dependent on the eventual end user and final design of the facility. Last month, Sioux County supervisors approved a one-year moratorium on new data centers and battery energy storage systems in unincorporated areas of Sioux County. Hoftizer says this week's informational meeting should not be seen as a signal county officials are ready to approve a data center project.
We have no agenda. We are not looking to push anything. We really don't have an opinion on it. They asked for the opportunity to come to talk to us.
The developers say the Sioux County site has a substation that would provide the electricity needed for a data center. The property was originally planned for two separate projects, but both were never finished. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.